Hello and welcome to The Chat Lifestyles. I'm Caroline Moore, and today I'm chatting Disney World with Cookeville native Abby Wood.
Hello!
Thank you so much for coming in. Abby is a Disney World expert. How many times would you say you have been to Disney World?
Oh, Caroline. I was trying to think about this. Well, really, just in the last couple of weeks, I would say it's well over 30. I mean, that's not that many,
no.
You know.
Well, how many times a year would you say you end up going?
I strive to go at least like 2 or 3.
Okay. And why do you love Disney World? What is it about going to Disney World? Is it the theme park, or is it nostalgia, escapism?
Yeah, I mean, when I go, it just gives me such a feeling of when I was like a little kid. It makes my heart so, I don't know, just filled with such warmth. I don't know. I walk down Main Street, I see the castle, and it takes me back to my childhood. And it's hard to explain, but I feel like I've totally escaped, like, my daily routine, and I don't know. I look forward to these trips for, like, months.
Right.
And I don't know. I like to share it with other people, too. And people ask me for advice about their trips, and
yes,
I like to share it on my Instagram, you know.
And don't worry, we will get to all of that. Abby will be giving us a complete guide to Disney World later in the interview. So did this love start when you were kids? Did your whole family go when you were young?
Yeah. So the first time I went, I was 3 weeks old.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
But I don't remember, you know, but
it imprinted.
Yeah, I was imprinted. Yeah. But my dad's a doctor, and he had a conference or something, and they took me when I was 3 weeks, but we had a vacation house in Florida, and we would go quite often. So the count could be much higher than 30. I just don't remember.
Yeah, that's just what you know of.
Yeah.
Now, I've only been, I think, maybe twice.
Really?
I think I went in 94 and 99.
Was it Walt Disney World?
Yes, down in Florida.
Yeah.
So I do not remember it very well at all. And what I do remember is being terrified of Jafar.
I mean, he is kind of freaky.
He was so terrifying. I thought that Jafar lived in a box in my garage as well. So I kind of associated it with fear for a long time.
Yeah.
So I didn't end up going back for years and years and years. But I want to go back because being your friend has made me want to return.
It's awesome. And it's even, I mean, it's really fun as an adult, too. And it kind of brings you back to when you were a kid, to be honest. But there's, like, different things, too, as an adult. So
right. I think I would enjoy it way more as an adult. Because when you're a kid, you already kind of live in a fantasy world. At least I had a fortunate childhood. So
yeah,
it wasn't that different from my ordinary life. But now that I'm an adult and confronted with the real world.
Yes.
Now I want to escape. So because Disney is a constantly expanding media empire, there are so many ways to be a Disney fan. For me, I'm a huge fan of Disney Channel. I love the Pixar movies. Is the park your favorite part of Disney, or is it just one of the many?
Well, also peep the DCOM rap. But anyway, that's beside the point. Love Disney Channel. I mean, I grew up with, you know, Lizzie McGuire, That's So Raven,
yes.
Boy Meets World, you know. So I think Disney's great because when I'm not just at Disney World, I can fill my time with other things. So I can watch Disney. I mean, as an adult, I don't really watch Disney Channel. But yeah, the park is still probably my favorite, bottom line. But because there's just so much to do. They're constantly changing it.
Yes. And so they have Avatar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because Disney keeps buying these huge franchises. So there's an Avatar world. Is it there or are they building it?
So they built it a few years ago and it's in Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
And it's really, it's spectacular. At wow. night, it's like bioluminescent right. forest.
Just like in the movie.
Yeah.
And then there's Star Wars as well, because yes. Disney bought Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
So is that like an exhibit, or are there actual rides?
So there's like two rides. I just got to ride the new one, finally, the Rise of the Resistance. And it, oh my gosh, Caroline, it gave me chills. It is the best ride at Disney. Best ride, like, of all the Disney parks I've been to, it is my favorite.
Now, you mentioned all the Disney parks. Which other ones have you visited?
I've been to Disneyland in California, and obviously Walt Disney World. And then I've been to Disneyland Paris twice.
Ooh.
And then last fall, I was supposed to go to Tokyo Disneyland. You know, but, you know.
The pandemic.
You know, there's that thing, that pesky thing.
It's not going anywhere,
yeah,
so you're good.
Yeah.
You'll get to
go. It'll still be there, and they'll make some awesome adjustments, and I'll see it one day, you know. So then there's Hong Kong, and then there's Shanghai.
Wow. And how does Walt Disney World compare to the other Disney parks, like Florida versus California versus France?
Yeah, I would say Walt Disney World, you can spend much more time. Like, you could spend a week with your family easily, you know? Whereas Disneyland, it's so much smaller, but it's awesome. I love it, the rides. They keep everything up so well. Yeah, it's tough. I don't know. Disneyland Paris, it's Europe. You know, it's different. People smoke.
I'm sure the vibe is very different.
The vibe is different, which is, it's a cultural thing. You know, kids were playing in the fountains, and it was unique. I enjoyed it, right. You know. The food's different. The merchandise is different.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have that, like, Disney, like, home touch. So
yes.
it's unique. And I like that they've expanded it in all these different directions. And then they piece it back together with, like, Epcot in Walt Disney World,
mm-hmm.
where they've got all these different, like, countries and...
It's honestly a global city.
It really is. It really is. They try to be really inclusive, and I appreciate that.
Me too. Well, we're going to talk more about Disney World with Abby Wood right after the break. And welcome back to the Chat Lifestyles. I'm Caroline Moore, and I'm sitting here with Abby Wood, our Disney World expert.
Hello!
So, Abby, you mentioned that you like to go with your family, your husband, BJ, as well. So, when you met BJ, was he a Disney World fan, or did you show him the light?
Oh, he was like, he loved Disney. I dare say more so than me? Yeah.
Well,
absolutely.
So, it brought you together.
It really did. Yeah, he wanted to go together, and I was like, okay, let's go. And then it just really spiraled quick.
To the point where you all decided to get married at Disney World.
Yeah, we did.
So whose idea was that?
I think it was actually mine. Well, no. Well, okay, let me backtrack just a little. We got engaged at the Disney Hawaii Resort. So
on brand.
Yeah, definitely on brand. I think it was kind of predetermined. So well, I remember I was sitting there like the day after we got engaged, and I was calling the Disney places to get an appointment set up. And I mean, I was literally at Disney calling another Disney to set up. So, I mean, it just had to happen.
Of course.
You know, I don't think people expected anything else.
Nope.
You know, so.
Was your family and your guests, were they excited about the Disney wedding, or was everybody a little skeptical?
You know, other than my immediate family, people were skeptical. Like,
yeah.
'Cause not everybody is diehard Disney.
Mm-hmm.
So I told them a little bit of what I had the surprises that I, not really. I didn't really tell them too much that was going on. I just said it's going to be really fun. We're going to have lots of like cool things happening at the wedding. Like, you're going to love it. And they're like, yeah, whatever. Well, we had Mickey and Minnie there. That was a treat. So
I can only imagine. I had a lot of fun watching our friends, our mutual friends, Mitch and Luke. They were at your wedding, and I watched their Instagram story and saw Mickey and Minnie show up to your reception. And I thought, oh my gosh, if I were dancing at a wedding reception, I turn around, I saw Mickey and Minnie, I would explode. I would love it.
Yeah. Yeah, and the same haters. Oh, they wanted a selfie with Minnie, like ASAP. Let me tell you.
They didn't even know that that's what they wanted.
No, they didn't. And they helped me cut the cake, and it was the best night of my life. So
I'm Caroline Moore, and we are chatting lifestyles with Abby Wood. She is our resident Disney World expert. And you all go quite often. Do you have a routine down when you go, or do you just like to have fun and see where the day takes you?
So with Disney World, I highly recommend like kind of having some hot key highlights that you want to do for that day, or planning, like, you know, right now you can't really do fast passes because of that thing going on, you know.
The germs.
Yeah. So, we definitely have things planned for the day. But, you know, when we first started going, we would pedal to the metal. We would be gone from like 7:30, 8 a.m. to like 9 or 10, maybe 11 p.m. at night. We would wear it out. And we don't go that hardcore anymore, no. You know. So we'll go to the park, we'll get some things done that we really want to do, and then we'll go back and relax, you know, go to the pool or go to Disney Springs. But it's definitely a good idea to have some things planned for the day, or else it can get overwhelming because it's so vast. I mean, Disney World's huge.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you go with your husband, it's just the two of you, so it's easy to make your plans. Do plans get complicated when you add more people to your group, or is it really fun to have more people and they're more hype, more energy?
Well, we've got some really good friends that live in South Florida. Shout out Nathan and Andrea.
Hello.
Yeah, and they're Disney people and Universal people, and they kind of know like a routine, you know, how Disney works and everything. Mm-hmm. So they're about the only people that I go with, other than like my mom, and she just kind of follows around what I tell her to do.
I'm sure she's a lot of fun at Disney World.
Yes. But a lot of people have mentioned, hey, I want to go with you. I'm like, yeah, sure. Because it's so easy for me to like plan out, you know.
You've got it down pat at this point. Now, do you ever cheat on Disney and go to Universal Studios?
This is touchy.
Okay.
This is real touchy. But
be vulnerable.
Actually, I do have plans to go to Universal very soon. You know, Harry Potter is just bomb. I just can't help it.
Oh, of course.
The Wizarding World. It's so cool. The frozen butterbeer, the train.
The singing frogs. I've seen those in commercials. I haven't been to Universal since 2004 either. I haven't been to theme parks in a very long time, except for Dollywood.
You gotta go. Oh, Dollywood's awesome. I mean, I love theme parks.
So does Universal, are typically the main differences between Disney and Universal is that Universal has crazier rides. They have the coasters. It's a little more adult. For example, their Halloween looks gory in comparison.
Oh, yeah. Yes, definitely. Yeah, sorry, I was thinking flashbacks. I went to Halloween Horror Nights, and it was not for me.
It's not for me either. I'm scared of the coasters.
If you like coasters, you'd love it. But the Halloween Horror Nights, it is, It's like they'll chase you around chainsaws. I mean, it is, it's very intense. But as far as the Harry Potter stuff goes, it's, the theming is very immersive, very like, I don't know.
It looks so cool. I'd love to go. I've got to go back down to Florida once it's safe again.
Yeah. But they've done some really great like protocols to keep people from being safe, you know, from the thing going on. You know, they're trying to help prevent spread of the thing going on. So, yeah, they're doing the best that they can, you know.
Yes, I can imagine that this is kind of a nightmare for parks and so many people who depend on that tourism industry. So I'll be interested to hear more about some of the protocols and the changes that the parks have made. So stay tuned and we'll be back with Abby Wood. And welcome back. I'm Caroline Moore, and this is the Chat Lifestyles. We are talking Disney World with Abby Wood. Thank you for coming, Abby.
It's been a pleasure, Caroline.
Now, briefly before the break, you discussed the protocols that the parks have been taking in response to COVID. What has Disney been doing to ensure safety around the park? I know they have pretty strict rules.
Definitely. So when you enter the park, you must wear your mask at all times. And if you're not, well, other than eating or drinking, of course, that'd be impossible. But they have people walking around literally checking that you have yours on. And if you don't, they will speak to you or they will make you leave the park, which I respect totally.
Yes.
They have hand washing stations. You also have your temperature checked before you enter the park. And then like the monorail, they have it separated off into sections with material. Mm-hmm. So you're not getting near. And then on rides, they also have like plexiglass. So
everybody's pretty separated.
Yeah, they do not want you near anyone at all. And then most of the lines are now outside and they have it marked on the floor at least 6 feet. So,
right. Just like CVS.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, what advice would you give to someone who hasn't been to Disney or someone like me who just hasn't been in years? How many days would they need to properly do the park right?
Yeah. Okay. I would say 1 day per park that you really want to go to. So if there's one, if you want to go to all four parks, I would say probably 4 days, you know, obviously. But if you only want to go to like three of the parks, maybe just a weekend just to get started.
Right.
But obviously the longer the better, in my opinion.
And how early in the morning do you need to arrive?
I say the earlier the better, to be honest. I think early bird does get the worm. You get better pictures. Mm-hmm. You can jump on some of those rides that have longer wait times, and I don't know, you can just kind of seize the day and get back and relax.
And there are fast passes, right?
Yes. Ordinarily, there are. Right now, there are not. But
and are the fast passes actually effective, or are they worth every penny?
Yeah, so they're free. You get three with your admission.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and you get to choose them ahead of time. Like 60 days.
Oh, I had no idea. And is this all done on the app as well? Like you can just do everything, keep it on your phone. You don't have to worry about keeping up pieces of papers.
Yeah. All of that's kind of obsolete. You do it on the app and you can check wait times on the app. You can do dining reservations on the app. You can pre-purchase food on the app, skip all the lines.
And speaking of food, what's the dining situation? Do they have tons of options or...
Yes. Oh, yeah. There's like high-end dining from like, they have like a 12-course restaurant in the Grand Floridian.
Wow.
I mean, there's like every option imaginable. And they're really good if you have any kind of dining food allergies. They're really good about accommodating any kind of guest.
Everyone.
You know, so, yeah. I love a Dole Whip. That's Mickey Pretzel. I can go on and on.
And what should people bring with them? Or what are you allowed to bring? Like, do you need to bring your water bottle, sunscreen, snacks? You know, how do you come prepared?
So, sunscreen, Florida, you know.
Especially for pale people like us.
Yes. We don't tan. We burn. Yeah. Burn. I always bring a little, like, anchor charger for my phone.
Oh, that's smart.
hand wipes or hand sanitizer, of course. You know,
we each brought our own bottle to the station. Yes. Mine's in my bag.
Sponsored by Purell. No, I'm just kidding. What else? Yeah, that's the phone charger, hand sanitizer, sunscreen. Those are like my three must.
Okay.
Yeah, those are about.
That's all you need. The park probably has everything else.
Yeah, even if you don't have, like, if your phone does die and you don't have one of those chargers, you can drop it off at guest services and they'll charge it for you. So.
And not to be crass, but what is the bathroom situation? Do you need to expect long lines? Are there bathrooms everywhere? These are things you have to think about.
Yeah. No, there are tons. Don't worry. Yeah, there's tons. I know where they all, in my head even, I'm like picturing, like, if, okay. No, there's tons, and the cast members do their best to keep everything clean. And
I love that they're called cast members.
Of course. They're making magic for the guests.
Yes. Disney World employees are called cast members.
Yes.
In case y'all didn't know. Now, and that's part of the magic of Disney. And, you know, you hear about that the basically underground city that there is under Disney World, under all the theme parks, and there's secret entrances where they go in and out. So the illusion is always kept. Sometimes I don't like hearing about those things because it takes away the magic, but it's also interesting. How do you feel? Does that knowledge rob you of joy?
So it, yeah, that's a loaded question too. I want to know a little, but not too much.
Okay.
Because then sometimes like we'll ride in and I'll see a big parking lot behind something. And I'm like, that's not magical. I'm like, that's not magical, you know, so.
The cast members drive here.
Yeah, I'm like, they don't just magically, like, appear here? Like, what? There's no pixie dust? What's going on? This is, I can't handle this. But, yeah, I mean, some of the tricks that they have are, like, neat. I think, like, Christmas, how they pull off Christmas is incredible.
I mean, they have to decorate overnight, essentially, for the Christmas season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, and it's impressive. It really is. It's like my favorite time to go.
I would love to go at Christmas when the weather is a little cooler, but still totally enjoyable.
Totally.
Abby, our segment is almost over. But
oh my gosh.
I know. But before we go, I have some quick questions for you.
I'm ready.
All right. What are the worst rides at Disney World?
Okay. Abby, think. Worst. Some people would say it's a small world.
Okay.
I mean, I disagree. I like it.
You like
but,
it all.
You know, most people would say it's a small world.
Well, what are the best rides?
Okay. I like Peter Pan, Frozen, Pirates, Jungle Cruise, Disneyland Paris. I love their Space Mountain. That one's really good.
Ooh, I would love to go. What mascot are you always most excited to see at the park?
Mickey Mouse!
Classic. In which Disney theme park are you dying to visit the most?
Tokyo.
And someday you will.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, where can people find you on social media? You post about Disney a lot.
Oh, yes. You can find me at Abby Wood Adventures. And I... when I'm there at Disney, I story on my highlights while I'm there. You can always message me, ask me questions. If you have any Disney questions, send them my way, and I'd be happy to help you. So,
thank you. And I will also post Abby and my social media as well. So if you want to follow me at Caroline Moore, M-O-O-O-R-E, I'll make sure you always have a connection to all of our guests. Thank you so much, Abby, for coming
in. Thank
you. I had so much fun talking about Disney. I really am dying to go now. And thank you all for listening. I hope you have a great rest of the week.